Talmudic Chet. Yeah, Shibich of Shimon Samuel, Bishvila Sechla Zachbar Nokishayish Loi, Lafikom Shibich Chet. So he's going with his Mahalok that it depends really on the, what, it depends on what dog you are, that it affects other things. So he says that being a Rechet is a Shvach on the level of Seichel and Das. We'll see in a second why. V'zeo Amram, k'mizu l'smecha sechaz av t'zeo Amram, ein Amram t'chatz li bu yirechet. So the bu is not a Rechet. V'adobik mo ispirashto l'malo, ki kashe yesh lo gasus ha'choyme, לקח נקרא מארץ שהוא בעל חוי מאב וגס כמו ארץ, יהיה אפשר שאודם כזה חוסית. וכיחסית את זה שאודם זג את זה בחוי מגשון ספיילה, כזה מפור. כאשר בור שאין בו חוכמה, יהיה אפשר שיהיה ראו שמיים כמו שבארנו, כי השמיים הוא שמספויל מן השם יסברך, בו יורי מנו. וגם זה שייך על מישהו קורב על השם יסברך. Let's talk about this one first. And then we'll see the difference in two things. Yira requires a certain plane of intersection. For instance, a child sees a man with a big stick or a frightfully looking man, and the child is scared of him. That is what he's scared of. If you come and tell him this person's a big guy and a big tzaddik, child wouldn't be scared because it's bechlal not within his plane of function. I don't know, tzidkus is nice, goyness is nice, but it bechlal doesn't have any shaykhus to his thing. If someone were to introduce me to somebody, this person is the world's greatest pianist, I'd say it's very nice to meet you, and I wouldn't feel awed by the person because the world of piano is not a world that I have shaykhus to. Yiras Hashem is shaykh only if a person has seichel and das, that he dehairs things from a das perspective. So a poor means somebody who's empty, has no chokhmah. So it's not shaykh that ishmei yishamayim. The Rambam, when he describes in, he said that yishamayim, he describes that a person stands before Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, "Mi anoichi b'ari afela shfela," Chaldea standing in front of Tmimdeus, and so on and so forth. That hisbeininus is only shaykh to someone who's a baal seichel, somebody who dehers the world of sichlius as being the emes, the world of seichel and das, and he recognizes himself as being a nobody. That's shaykh to have a shaykhis of that shaykh Yerushalayim. But a person who doesn't have that has no shaykhis whatsoever, and it can't be a yare. So that's what he says here, that the person who's not so the person that was a bigger ichet, that demonstrated the great sichlius of Shimon HaSanel. Now, as compared to Amaret Chosid, Veloy Bo Yirei Chet, so Amaret Chosid, he said, is affected by the Gassus HaChoyme. Amaret is somebody who, the Nikud of Amaratis is pointing on not the lack of seichel, but the thickness of his chaymer, which blocks the seichel. Something, a marshal tit would be like vayochol noyach, that he became an ish, vayochol noyach ish adoma, that he became ish adoma. So here also, Am Oretz is somebody who is a very chaymedic person. His chaymer is very thick, and on that, he can't be a chassid, because chassid demands an expansion into the world of ruchnius, mitam that the person wants it, desires it. I want a better one of this. Just like a person can have food and he can have a little food and a lot of food and more food and so on and so forth, better food when he's interested in that. And also the person has in himself all sorts of significant things that he wants, that he enjoys, that he has, etc. Masha'in came where the person is living in a world that's very homoistic. The person is not, he's living in a world where he's not going to want to expand out. He's not going to expand out and do more. And so on and so forth. Here we're talking about Yerushalayim, which is a perception of things. It's a dehair of things. And the Mela, that shows you the Zachos of the Seichel and so on and so forth.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
It's Madrig that he can't be a chassid. It sounds like he could be. So in other words, he could do everything which he's machuyev to do, even though it might be difficult.
Yes.
And it could be very well that the reason why he'll do it is he's doing an almanas kabbal pras. He wants to get, you know, schar, and that's the main motivating factor in him doing the particular mitzvahs. So
right.
The chilek between tzaddik and chassid is, you know, the lefnim mishur
the
chassid and so on. The chilek between tzaddik and chassid is in the lifnim mishur sadin. So if we're saying that this fellow could be a tzaddik, and what would prompt him to do the mitzvahs is the schar, or, you know, an oil of haba, why could that not also prompt him to do things above and beyond, also for the very same reason? Are we saying that ultimately his chumrius and his mashiach to the gasus will never allow such a avoid amenas lekabel pras, which would, you know, be a difference between tzaddik and chassid? Like a tzaddik, he could be with that motivation, but not a chassid.
Right. But the amenas lekabel pras would be, even the concept of the pras itself is a ruchnistic concept. And if it's something that the person can't relate to, so it's not something that he's going to do. In other words, when you're dealing with something that's at hand, something chumri, so the person runs for it because this is something he can see, he can feel, he can smell. Olam haba, even for the person that's shelo lishma, it requires a certain, you know, a bird in hand is better than two in the bush. The person is not really feel and sense the reality of the ruchnistic world. So it applies even to Olam Haba, they get pictures of things that do seem to be quite, you know, you can translate into Gashmis Kehenim Hertz, Olam Haba is pleasant, but at the end of the day, the person is less ruchnistic and the Meili doesn't feel it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's at the end of the day, Olam Haba is the Cholvis a ruchnistic entity. And it's something which is hard on the person to appreciate if he's not ruchnistic himself.
Right.
So, Chochma and Yira are the same. The Baal Chochma is somebody who's shayach to the world of Ruchnias, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's where Yira is. Now, what he says also, he says that it's not shayach to have Chochma without Yira, which is an interesting, I mean, it does say Reshit Chochma Yira Sashem, and so on. So you'd have to say it also means the sense that a person has of Chochma as being the person's understanding that the pneumistic of the world is a cheshbin and a mahalach is because the person is yirei shemayim. Let's explain it a little bit. When it says ein chochma yir and yir ein chochma, so that's in its pasuk gracious chochma yir Hashem. So let's understand what is that nekuda of if there's no yira, there's no chachma. Male, there's no chachma, there's no yira. He said it now, and now he said it and we explained it. What's the fakir ta'ifin? So, I would think it means like this. The hair of yira is pnimi is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the world to be snag and sit naifin, therefore they erected the surf of naifin and so on and so forth. That itself is the reason why a person assumes chachma. Just like chachma on a secular level is the pattern of emes that runs the world, as opposed to just seeing things around you, the chacham wants to understand what are the underlying nekudas and so on and so forth. Here too, in a ruchnistic sense, the person wants to hear what is the pnimius over here, what is the nekuda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's direction around the world. So the Reishis Chacham Zeiros Hashem, because that, only that allows a person to hear that there's something bigger going on in the world. He says, "Lefika Moshem Reb Shimon Sanhedrin, Einu Rak Shem Shesh Tesechol Zak, Einu Rak," meaning, you know, this is what it means. Shem Shesh Tesechol Zak VeDak VeNoki LeKabel Muskolis. Lokach Yerichet Kasechol Zak VeNoki Hu Hefech Habur Shu Rochak Min Hasechol. Yish Kazeh Ukar VaShem Yispar Kesh Shesh Tesechol Zak VeDak Neizeh Hu Yerichet. Okay. Zalte tamle kosh lecha. In kein, yer pshum na san yesu chachum le lozen hokness and lozen arach. And the chura, as far as we know, what the giants. I mean, the pshum na san who doesn't tail that much. And, those are the rebbe lozen and rebbe lozen are the giants of the Mishnah. Kidava de vareine. Kidava ze bifne atzmoy kashe ishto yischus vedakos hasechul. Vakos zakos hasechul. So when you're talking about the quantity, I think what he means to say is, when you're talking about the Kamus of Chachma, and so on and so forth, and the Tosefos of Chachma, that they were certainly bigger, and they were bigger Chachamim. But there's something called Zakus HaSeichel, which he was bigger than that. It's not a property of intellect, but rather it's something, let's give an example. When a person learns Kabbalah, so the one of the most important things is Zakus HaSeichel, not to get caught up and trapped in the words and the definitions and the physical counterparts and make that into an ikar. So the person has a sort of sense of, he gets a very clear Seichel, pure Seichel, not Ma'ur with the Mayanis that are physical. But you could be big at that and still not have the amount and the volume of chachma that the others have. So each one is a separate nekuda. There's the volume and expanse of chachma in the world of you know, learning and so on and so forth, which is one mila. And then you can have all sorts of you can have zakas haseichel, which is a different format. So the Mayanam is Gamba, he calls that Sherish HaSeichel, which is, I guess this is like the meter that includes everything. Shekachu udava sheish to sherish chazak so mispasit na sherish oid umoisif. Kmeshe mispasit amayin tamid shol sheish to mokra v'sherish chazak. Avdava sheish to sherish chazak kolam iyad. Let's talk about this. Let's understand this nekuda here. When I hear from a person, hezber. So I can hear, let's say in learning, I hear Hesper on a particular Indian. I can hear the Hesper, say it over, and I know it. famous stories. They tell it over Reb Chaim Piskor, tell it over on Reb Shul Mikra and the Kehena, that they heard somebody's few shtick of Torah, and then they were mechadish themselves and weiter, you know, on the same derech. It's only when you hear something at a very shayrish tikkun that you can actually imitate it, and you can start saying things that are like it and that are rightfully part of it. That's a certain mahalach. Mayna misgaba, for a person to be mayna misgaba, it means that he heard the things b'shrush of the way it is. Well, let's give an example. A person is a big mechadish in learning in Shtiklach Torah. It means that it's not only learned Reb Chaim Shtiklach, he understands how Reb Chaim gets the point. He understands the method of it and the way of it, and so that he can imitate it at that level. He can go to the mokor where that comes from and deheres it, and b'meile many more shtiklach that can be said over in the same way are said over in the same way. That's the type of chiddush we're talking about. So Rav Loza ben Aruch, when he said over here, was a mayna misgaba, it means that he stood at the shirish of seichel, which I guess is l'umas what he said before, there's the chelik that includes everything else as well. But the key point is, if you're at the shirish, you can become a mayan like it. The mayan is the ultimate shirish in its constant moilid, and you know it constantly keeps giving. The chayish of loz shirish of chazik asir v'shem v'snekach tamid moisach achmosay shekain hu adava shirish l'shirish chazak shemispashim l'shirish oyidu moisif v'kumay shemispashim amayin tamid v'shirish l'mokav shirish chazak avdava shirish chazak kolam yad. But if someone doesn't have a shirish, it is what it is. So I can say over Reb Chaim, if I listen, I can say it over, but that's it. If I'm not taifis how the system works, how Reb Chaim approaches a problem, I can only give you over whatever is put into it, like a bar, but not like a maya. With these the shibach hasav lotam roch shayikim mayin amizgabek, or the shirish hasay. O mispashet o moisif ma mayin azesh is the shirish of mokram levei atamid. The shibach hasav lotam roch shayikim mayin amizgabek, or the shirish hasay. שיש לו אדם שהוא שרש של הכרחס מה שבאנו. כי אין הכרחס אל מחולוקס עד שלא אדם נפושס רביס, כמו יש להם הרייפים, כמו שסיפה רמם זו בקדם זו פרוקים, בהרך בזה. The Rambam says also, even though the doctors have identified 7-8 different כרחס of seichel, but he says these are not like 7 different organs, like much like kidneys and liver and stomach and so on and so forth, but they're all branches of a common nefesh. So the Rama makes his point already that an Adam has one sherish that's ma'achad these kaisis, and the Nela, the person can, for instance, let's take something very simple. A person has a chelik of his mind and receives stimulus from the senses and interprets it, but the mind can affect it as well. So if a person has a certain feeling about this or that or the other one, it will be mashpia also on his sense of health or whatever it is. If a person thinks he's sick, he's going to feel sick, even though he's not sick and there shouldn't be any reason to feel sick. The koiches, even though they come out as different koiches, have a common shirish b'cholzeis. The koich zeh b'lev hu asher lev hu nechshav k'moy shirish min espashon k'vashish n'shamah. V'mitzad shel Reb Loza koich zeh b'shleimus ha'gomor hoy Reb Loza k'mayinam izgabe shel Reb Loza koich zeh b'shleimus ha'efshar v'yesh kol adav k'mishish l'mayla zoysu k'moy ha'mayin hoy lemoz al kol tzad כל אחר חלמידס, ויקרל כל המיילת המשבוק של סקוס איזה, של כל ערד הרחומים, הויו הוא קרל לכל. So that's why his dagger was such a high dagger. But let's give a mashal in another area we can sort of explain it. You sometimes meet a person who knows many chachmas. He learned a lot of different chachmas, that this, that this, and this. And each one is a separate inyan that he knows, and it's very good. Let's take a person who learned 5-6 languages. So he studied this, and he studied this, and he studied this, and this. He knows 6 languages. That's one way of looking at it. But there's another eifin. A person who studies languages gets a feel, gets a sense of the way in which language works. He gets a sense of the different pratim of a language and so on. And the mainly wherever he's studying a language, he's baiting it with the same pratim and pratim and so on. Because he automatically figures out the mahalach. What are the nouns? What are the verbs? How do nouns and verbs combine? How do you express things this way? That way, he very quickly picks up a neshama of those nyanim, and he deals with it. So the mile of his is, it's koil everything else, because that's what the mida is. It's a mida that's koil all other mahalchim within it.
Can I just ask one question?
Sure.
When we say he's being mishaber this mida, this mile of mine hamisgaver,
right.
I mean, presumably he's not being mishaber the fact that he has an incredible intellect and his seichel is now the chin of mine hamisgaver. I mean, in order to get to that, either it was tali in ava satera, cheshka satera, amelus, yagir.
Right.
So ultimately, I mean, wouldn't that be the place to be mishabech? That, you know, ad heichen advar megim of ava satera, that, I mean, ultimately, it's not the seichel alamai, it's what gave him the dargo of mayanam
shabar. Well, I would say it like this. I would say it's a way of looking things by going to the Sheirish, and that's a certain darga in the Nefesh as well. In other words, he declares that there's an underlying unity, and that he has to declare the common denominator, you know, things of that nature. It's a certain gisha to Chochmah that I guess borders on. The Chshimus is not that it's an analytical mind, but it's a mind that looks for the Sheirish, because it understands that everything is one, and that the etzim, everything has to come from one point. Could be that's the word.
Right.
I'm not sure
right.
how to say it, but could be that's the word, that it's a deher, that everything comes, it's a deher of echot, that there has a common Sheirish where everything else came from.
And the mela, the bitu, will be a mina misgaba. That will be the practical bitu.
Exactly.
Right.
It's the way in which the person that has that there's a sheirish of echad that goes in everything, and the mela, that's how the person that's what the person looks for.
Right.
I mean, it's one. It actually helps to in a broader sense. One of the rayas, one of the nyanim, that a person is, I don't know if it was rayas, but one of the critics that we note that whether people admit it or not, that there's a maminim, the fact that they understand the entire world can be and should be reduced to one set of laws, and all the laws should have a common sheirish, there's no reason why that should be like that. There's a science of breaking the heads to find that all sorts of energies comes from one eifin and it's just different variations. Why? Why is that a given? I mean, no, we feel like it, we hear it like that, but it's only because there's a sense of echa that lies under it that everybody feels or believes. It's a certain approach to inyanim that leaves a person have that type of sense and that type of feeling. So it's not the hair of how the person hairs things, and that's how he's, and that's where these miles come from.
Right.
Because you're right, it's hard to say, well, I mean, he's the Chazal is talking about all these things as being inyanim chashuvim, mitzad deruchnis, mitzad so on and so forth. V'yisbar lecho dvar meilu, af kiyesh bidvar meilu yoysay me, kashetavim tzayr aneshama, shem avinishmas shaka tevinam, umisham atzul aneshama. V'olakach yesh chamish shem tzayr shama nefesh ruach neshama yichid achaya, v'erech hazocha chamish shkolim, v'nezich mishkom shel teira. V'zetavim eilu dvarim, shazakam chamish tamidim, kashetavim dvarim eilu baim shem, v'nefar sheisev o yisbar. So, I'm not sure over here what he's referring to. I mean, let me throw it out, I guess, what's the most sensible. He's saying over here that the Seder Neshama is a concept of Baruch Hu. This is Shakei Tevinim. So that the Neshama's ability to understand the Ketefis all comes from Lamala. Now, in other words, Vayipa of everything came from Kadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. There are different ways of organizing a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Hashpah. One of them is the Asara Sefiris. There's another Oifin that is called Partsufim, which is the Arizal's later way of referring to it, which combines and goes as follows. You have Chachma and Bina, what they're called Abanima. You have all the next six midas. Chazik Vur Tiferes Netzachoy Desoid is called Der Antin, and then you have Malchus, which is called Nukva. There's a four, and you have Keser on top of it. It's Merumis, Yud and He are Chachma and Bina, Vav and He are Der Antin and Malchus, and the Kutzer Shal Yud is the Keser. So the Sheirish of five, and that's why his Meram is a Bracious and so on, it comes from the Oymik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mahalchim, and those Mahalchim he was Mashpia on people. So there's that Knech of Yudke Vavke of the five coming, the Sheirish of five coming from HaKadosh Baruch himself, and since Adam is a Nivra, he's, you know, he pushes that cherish, he has that cherish within him. I think that's what he's being ramis to. I don't know, he doesn't, leaves it as a remiss, but it's not, I mean, what he's saying is that the neshama comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the secret of five is like a mishkul shatar, etc. It's most mistaken, that's what he's talking about.
Right.
Okay, any questions?
No.
Next week, I need to move it up to Tuesday, if it's okay with Dylan.
Sure.
Okay, so that's just next week, Tuesday. I'm sorry about this week.
No problem.
Okay, cultus.
Cultus.